Okay, let's get into Demai Daf Gimel, the third daf here in Maseches Demai. Baruch Hashem, we had the schus of doing Demai Daf Aleph and Demai Daf Beis. And now, Demai Daf Gimel and today's shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we are in the Perek of Kalin. HaKalin Sheva Demai. Remember, because the Mishnah unusually started off with, what's exceptions? Why didn't it just tell us what Demai is first? No, the Mishnah tells us what Demai isn't, what is not subject to Demai, because they are not chashuv, and therefore what? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, you could assume that they're hefker, and therefore, even if you know that it's Vaday Tevel, it's still not going to be subject to Demai, to Hafrashas Demai, and we spoke about, you know, how do you do Hafrashas Demai, and Reish Lakish says, no, because it's not chashuv, so you could assume that the Amei Haaretz did Hafrasha themselves, because it's not so important for them to keep all of these products. It's not so, they're not so expensive, and therefore you can assume that they did it. But if you know for sure that they didn't, you know it's Tevel, so then they would have to. And we spoke yesterday that it's a case of suffix, right, or mechza, because there's a rove. Everybody agrees to the concept of rove, holchanach or a rove, and therefore that wouldn't be under machlokas. Then we mentioned a couple of other types of growths at the end of yesterday's daf, the early ones, the later ones. Do we say that putting a shomer there, and we ended up saying that, oh, it means that if you put a shomer there, because it's important enough for you to guard. But if it's after, the late ones, the language of the Gemara yesterday, once they fold up the maksoos, so then basically it's done. What are the maksoos? We mentioned two different opinions, whether it means the harvesting instruments, the knives, or it means the mats. Those are late ones. So now the Gemara quotes on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes a brisa. So some might be familiar with this brisa because it comes up in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. But here it is in context. Nistaifu ateinim. What happens if there were late growing figs? Meaning late ones like that would be considered in the Kalin Shebet Demai because they're not chashuv. You basically finished all your figs and you have a couple of ones that are still on. But the figs happen to be in the same area as your grapes. So you're going to put a shomer there because of your grapes to guard the grapes. So do we say the fact that you're now putting a shomer around the whole area, we also include the figs. And the figs are in hefker either because you have a shomer there. And once you have a shomer there for the grapes, so then that'll be on the figs too and you're not mafka the figs. Or do we say, no, you happen to have this shomer there for the grapes, but the figs are the figs and the figs are the late growing figs and they're hefker. That's the question. So Nisyafwa Te'enim, Bumashabar Sadeum Ibn Anavim, right? It's the late growing figs, but you're guarding the field because of your grapes. Or Anavim, Bumashabar Sadeum Ibn Hayarek. Or you have the late growing grapes, but you're still being shomer your field because of the Yarek. You see the Mara Fulda, he quotes the Suffolk here. Nisyafwa Te'enim, let's do the first one. Viakati, Bumashabar Sadeum Ibn Anavim. Vachin Nisyafwa Anavim, Makati Sarkozor Ibn Hayarek. Velo Yadinan, third line. Velo Yadinan, Ihifkir Hasoyafim. From the word sof, right? We don't know if the owner was mafkir, the late growing ones, v'nisyash mehen, and he had yeyosh from them, shesavur, because he thinks, the owner thinks, shel yilkatu achirim, right? That other people will take them. Sha'ayomru she'in kedai latriach v'lalus bilan l'kotetson ho'kfar ha'kaflu ha'mikzos. Because everybody knows that the owner's not going to be matriach and go, right? The tools aren't there anymore. So basically they're hefker and they had yeish on them. O neima or no. She'in misyayish. She'yomru harihoshiv shomer etzlan. Hey, I have a shomer there. If I have a guard there, he's guarding everything there. Rowin, and he'll see. Im nichnas apoel la'asos malachto ba'anavim. We're going to talk about this din da'araisa by the Shem in a minute. Right? There's a halacha of a worker being able to partake of what he's working in. If he's working in grapes, he can eat some grapes. If he's working in dates, he can eat some dates. So I have a shomer there. So I have a shomer there, and he's guarding the workers in grapes is only going to eat from the grapes, but everything else is not going to be eaten from, but there's a shomer there. So maybe there's no yeish. Ronim nichnas apol lasos malachto anavim ba'ochav anat te'inim ha'mesuyafos v'umakbid alav. Once I have a shomer there, if I see he's eating from the wrong stuff, so then maybe I would be makbid. Shalohuta lapol lechol elami minshu osim malachto b'din Torah. Right, so imkein lo efkiram. The poel, as we know, as we're going to learn in a minute again, from B'Sech B'Metzia, a poel is only allowed to partake of what he's working in, right? The produce that he's working in. So maybe the owner was not mafgir, and then it will be Asim Mishum Gezel, and there will be Chia Maestris. So that's the shaila, right? If you have a guard, if you're guarding your field because of one type of produce and the other type of produce is there, so what is the halacha? So, im nichnas hu ha-poel, so says the Brisa, if the poel goes in, u-balabais makpid alav, well you see, if the poel goes in and the balabais is makpid on the earlier crop product, and he wouldn't want the worker to take from the other one, so then asur is b'shem gezel, then you see, he's not mafkarit because he has the shomer, and just add in one line, that's not in our girsa, but it's in the girsa in Psachim, on Davav, v'chayev es b'maiser. It just means it's not hefker, and therefore you're not allowed to take it, it's asur b'shem gezel, and it's also chiyev in maiser. So that is the story. So this halacha, if you remember, is in Parshas Kiseitse, right, in the many mitzvahs in Parshas Kiseitse, in Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Chafei, the Torah tells us, Kisavo b'kerem reyecha, v'yachalta anavim kenafshecha savecha, when you go into your friend's vineyard, right, and we assume, Chazal say this is talking about a worker. Kisavo, that's talking about a stranger, right, when you go, Rashi says, b'poel akas medaber. Talking about a worker. If you're going into your friend's field to work, v'yachalta anavim kenafshecha savecha, that's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. Right, he could eat from your fruit, for your grapes. V'alkal yechalositein, that's an issur daraisa. They're not allowed to take home fruit, put it into their knapsack and take it home. Right, the special din is when they're working, they could partake. It's the same idea as the issur of muzzling your animals. You're not allowed to muzzle your animals, lo saksum shor b'disho. You're not allowed to muzzle your workers. Right, it's there's a different lasha, but just like they're both allowed to partake of what they are working in. Right, and these are three mitzvahs counted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I'll read it to you from the Sefer HaChinuch. Tav Kuf Ayin Vav. Right, 576, 577, and 578. Right, first Tav Kuf Ayin Vav. It's a mitzvah to allow the worker to take from the produce that he is working in. Shinitz tavinu, says the chinuch. L'hiyos ha-sachir ochel b'shas avodas me'adavar sh'yavod. K'sheyi ha-davar ahu davar sh'gidudlo min ha'aretz v'lo nigra malachto. There are all different rules, as is discussed in Bamitzia. It has to be something that grows from the ground, right? If my worker is working in my bathroom, right? In my bedroom, he's doing construction. What, he could take some of the paint? He could take some of the raw materials? Of course not. No, we're talking about something that grows from the ground. Right, food, something that grows from the ground, and there has not been gemar malacha. It hasn't been totally processed. Right, you didn't have meruach yet. So that's where it applies. Alzanemer kizavu kamarayacha sachir. That's what it is. That's what it's talking about. And the chinuch says mishar shei mitzvah lalamed es bnei yisrael lios lahem nefesh yafeh v'ratzon atov. Somebody's working in your vineyard, so let him have some grapes. Right, somebody's working in your oranges, so make sure he's able to have oranges. You let them have their produce, so Hashem will give you a bracha. There's a lot of mesiras nefesh for your worker. Make sure you show him a proper hakaras hatov. Right? And therefore, you know, that's the mitzvah asay. And you have all the rules that it has to be, what about if it's talush, what about if it's mechubar, only gidule karka, only non-gemar malacha. So that is all mitzvah asay. One mitzvah asay. If I don't let my worker do it, I'm a vatel a mitzvah asay. But then, interestingly, there are two, other isurim, right? Two other isurim, both on the worker. On the worker, there's an issur daraisa for a worker to take home, put it in his knapsack, right? You can't use the heter, right? V'shinim na'asachim ilakachas mashiyava bo yosar alachilaso. And that's velkelicha lo sitein. And then the chinuch says, what do you need a heter for? Isn't it just gezel? It's stealing. They're taking what they're not allowed to take. They're only allowed to take a certain amount, whatever the Torah allows. So it's just gezel. So isn't it gezel anyway? We need a separate lo sase daraisa? That the worker can't take more than he's supposed to take home. It's stealing. Tshuva, says the chinuch, sheyidama hapoel shelo yielochet. Bidlachom igdule karka besachatzir besavatzir. You're right, it's gazel, but the worker won't think it's gazel. Hey, I'm working in the field. So I'll take a little more. You know, Lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara. You know, you think that's only by ifas Torah? It's right here. Right here. Shederach b'nei adam shalol ha'akri v'davar kol kach. K'mo she'im akpidim b'dma she'ish b'lam b'toch ha'bayis. He's not going into your house. He's working in your field. Alkein ha'yem ichazda baruch hu laharbos olav ha'azharos. B'ma she'akiz shalom matzui. It's a chesed of Hashem to give him an extra lo sa'aseh, to remind him that it's stealing. Don't be mora heter. That's the language of the chinuch. Mechazdei Hashem. Right, he wanted to give us a schus. So this is a case where you won't think it's stealing. The Torah says, "Oh yes, it is. Oh yes, it is." And there's a big sugya. The Sefer Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch discusses. There's a sugya in the Rishonim called Ahadre Li Sura Kama, where you have an isser and then you have a heter, and then the heter is removed. Does it go back to the original isser? Meaning, is this pasuk megala that it's stealing and you're just violating gezel, or it's a separate? There's an isser of gazel, there's a heter of poel, and then there's an isser of, you know, not to take it home. But in lumdis, it's a separate isser. So that's a sugi discussed in the first parak of Maseches Beitza. But that is the Sefer HaChinuch. And then the third, just to finish out the story, the third is that an achsacher is not allowed to take it while he's working. Meaning, if it's going to affect his working, so then that's shalo yochal asacher b'shas avodaso mehadavar asher yavod bo avi shumuter lecho mivena shalo b'shas avoda v'hu b'hali chasan miyuman le'uman. When you're going from row, you can snack. But if you're supposed to be like cutting, and instead you're going to be eating when you're supposed to be cutting, that's going to negatively affect your work, and you're not allowed to do that. Right? So that is, it's bitul avoda. So those are the three isurim that are related. There is a drush. Well, first of all, Rabbeinu Bachai, a Rishon and an Achron. Rabbeinu Bachai, on this pasuk, Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, Rav Eskel Yechalo Sitein, Ze Ye Gezel, Vatora Lo Hitira El Keneged HaNefesh HaMisave, Ki Kivan Shu Misasik Vatorach Bepeirosav, Im Lo Hayelo Efshar Lecho Behetor Yochab Be'Isser. Right, so the whole heter is Lo Dibra Torah El Keneged Yetzahara. Right, we're only familiar with that from Yefas Torah, Rashi quotes it, beginning of Kiseitse. But he quotes it, Rabbeinu Bachai quotes that exact lashon here. If you don't let the worker eat, he's going to eat anyway. Right? He's in the field the whole day. So, lo dibra Torah l'kenegi yitzahara. But we limit it. Kenafshecha savecha. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai. If you look in the Yagdol Torah, he quotes from the Imre Shammai. I don't know who that is. The Imre Shammai. And he quotes the Medrash that many are familiar with. Then we'll get back to the Gemara in a minute. Remember the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah, that there was a fox. There was a fox that there was a vineyard that was surrounded by a fence, and the fox wanted to go eat the grapes. The problem is there was only a tiny little hole in the fence. So he couldn't fit in. He couldn't fit in because he was too fat. Right? So what happens? He fasted for 3 days. He fasted for 3 days, and then he was able to get in. And he got into the fence, and he went into the fence, and Baruch Hashem, he ate from all the vineyards. Okay? Now he needs to get out. He needs to get out. He's too fat. He can't get out. So he doesn't know what to do. So he fasted for 3 days. He fasts 3 days until he's able to squeeze back through the fence. Says the Imre Shammai. That's the Medrash. Right, what's the message? It's Olam Hazeh. K'moshe nichlas reikal Olam Hazeh kachu yotzei. We go in the same way we go out. We're going in empty. We go in skinny. Right, and then we fill up ourselves at the our whole life. Shadam bad laodam yadok futzos klomer kolam kulo shalihu. Shenifter mina Olam. Right, then I have nothing. Lefia medrash eshel afarish. So that's why we have to recognize that we're leaving the world, you know, also skinny, so it doesn't pay to, like, get fat. Get fat from gashmias in this world. Right, Torah and mitzvahs don't take up any calories. So that's okay. That's okay. That all goes to the neshama yaseira. A different shot of going to the neshama yaseira. Goes to the neshama yaseira, and you don't have to worry about it. But says the Emre Shammai, maybe that's a deeper idea. Kisavo bekerem reyacha, when you come into the vineyard of reyacha, in some context, reyacha, Hashem is called reyacha. Right? V'yaptal reyacha kamocha, Rashi and Shabbos quotes, Hashem, when you go into the kerem of your Hashem, v'yachalta kenafshecha savecha. You know, eat up to your satiation, eat up to a certain amount. They'll kell you chalositein. Don't bring it home in your kalim. Don't think you're taking it with you. Lo yikach ito ma'uma. Don't take it with you. Im alavan al adam lo kesef lo zav lo avanim tovos el Torah umasim tovim, as it says at the end of Pirkei Avos. Okay, so back to our sugya. So if I have this field and I have some items that are late growers and I'm not really I don't care about it so much, so then fine, that's hefker. But if I'm makpid and the worker's there, And I would make sure from the worker that nobody would take the figs that are still there. So then it's aser mishum gazel, and you'd be chayiv in meiser. There's another comment on that, but let's just go a little further first. Ula bar Yishmael b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda nichnasu lochel b'misuyafos. They went to eat. One time Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda went to eat from a field that there were these late figs in. Vitzavach ben Hashomer, and the guard started screaming at them. What are you doing? How can you take from these late figs? Umashak Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's yadav. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, stop eating them. Stop eating them. Amalo Rabbi, acho. Rabbi said, don't worry about the guard. Just eat. Enjoy yourself. Shekvar nizyashu abaylamayhem. The baylam have already been misyayish. Don't worry about it, says Rabbi. And so Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda stopped, and Rabbi continued. So Rabbi Yochanan boy, savach v'yatamar hachin. Rabbi Yochanan says, what, the guys, the shomer screaming. Well, how can you keep taking? Right? Did he heard about this story? Right? How could he have been taking? Right? Rabbi obviously felt that the shomer screaming didn't matter. Right? He felt the shomer screaming didn't matter. We'll talk about that later in. But how did he do that? Rabbi Yona yos humakshi. Two ways to read this line. So the pasuk pshat is Rabbi Yona says, "Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan has a good kasha. Rabbi Yochanan has a good kasha on Rabbi. How did Rabbi keep taking from these? We just said if the shomer screaming about it, so then he can't take." But one of the mafarshim in the back, the B'nai Moshe, says, maybe this line is a lead into the next question. Rabbi Yona Yos Havi Makshi. Maybe it's a bidmiya. What? Is Rabbi Yochanan asking something good? V'hamas Nisa. There's a Mishnah in Maestros that seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan's statement. So either way, it's either just a statement of Rabbi Yona or a lead into the question. V'hamas Nisa, the Mishnah in Maestros, V'pliga. The Mishnah in Maestros argues. Why? Hasi, the Mishnah says, Hasiya v'ha'ezo v'ha'korana shebechatzer. Right, this is our different types of herbs in the yard. Different type of herbs in the yard, in the chatzer. The chatzer is a enclosed area around my house. Imhayu nishmarin chayavin. So if they are nishmar, if they are guarded, chayavin. So that's what the Mishnah says. If they're shomer, right? One of the requirements we'll get to for Maestros is shomer. It can be hefker, right? Hefker is putter for Maestros. But if it's shomer, these are chayav. But what do we mashma? In the chatzer, if they're shomer, then they're chayav. But habagina, but if they're in a more open vegetable garden, afilu nishmarin peturin. That even if they're mishmar, they're putter, because we assume that the owner was mafker them. So, you see from this, your mashma from this Mishnah in Maestros, that even if they're guarded, they're gonna be potter if it's the type of item that the owner doesn't really care about. Right? Stum on hefker. So, that's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan saying, no, wait a minute, if the guy's screaming, then it's not hefker. But asks the Gemara, but one second, you see from this Mishnah in Maestros, that if it's something that inherently is not significant, and it's like a dvar hefker, then even if it's guarded. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference. Taman. Over there in the Mishnah in Maestros, Yachol Hulo Marlo, the grabber could come and say, Hari Kol Olam Kulo Lefanecha. You know why it's hefker over there? Because the grabber could say, this item that I'm taking, it grows all over the world. I'm not taking anything of yours. Just go right outside. It's growing all over the city. Right? Of course, he could basically say that. Of course, it's a Dvar Hefker, right? You think I'm taking something from you? This grows all over the place. That's what we're talking about there in Mishnayos, in the Mishnah in Maestros. Because it's something that grows all over, so there is no reason to think that the Balabayas really is Machbid. And if he is Machbid, Batladaito. Batladaito is a kol adam. Bramhacha, but in the here, Rabbi Yochanan would answer, in the story with Rabbi Yochanan would say, Kakola Achasi. Right, there are some late blooming figs on your tree. That's not something that's everywhere. It just happens to be late blooming in your field. Vani Mishamal Abamalachti. Right, the Shomer will say, this isn't something that grows everywhere. Right, this is something inherently that is hefker. No, I'm guarding it for my owner, and therefore you can't take it. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't be against the Mishnah. But remember, Rebbe in the story felt like even this was hefker. Even this was hefker. He would say that no, I don't think it's a kalkala achas. I would say even that is a hefker. The Gilyoni Hashas of Yosef Engel, in his classic style, he comments on everything. So he says, so what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe? What's the machlokas about? He says two ideas. Remember what's the case? Rebbe and his colleague walked into the field, and even though the shomer started screaming at them, don't take, don't take, Rebbe said, don't worry about it, you can take, it's fine. And Rebbe Yochanan said, what are you doing? The shomer is screaming. So Rebbe Yosef Engel has two possibilities. Right? What's the machlokas about? Number one, depligi im hashomer sha'aperos tachas yado nechshav kebailam. Leo savachaso mivatel listam yeush. Shabailam is yashim. Although, we're assuming the Bailam didn't give instructions here. But if the owner had yeush, and the shomer is screaming about it, does that screaming ruin and withhold the yeush? That's the question. Could a worker, you know, withhold? And probably, maybe in his mind, he's thinking a little bit about what we discussed in the last Masechta. Shechacha, remember, shechacha, poalim, shechachu, worker, in the field, in the city. Right? The issue of whether a worker's tzvacha, whether a worker's scream, will have effect on the owner's yeush. Maybe that's the issue between Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan. That's number one. And he says, this is a machlokas in Yerushalmi's elsewhere, in Kilayim and elsewhere. And also the same thing would apply. Would a worker's yeush, you know, affect even if the owner didn't have yeush? Okay. Fine. That's number one. V'yeish lamar od, or maybe everybody would agree that the shomer is like the Bailam. The shomer is like the Bailam. Of course, the shomer is acting on behalf of the owner, so his screaming could have an effect. But it's a more general question, what I just alluded to before. If there's something that's usually hefker, inherently, do you say, but la daito eso kol adam? Do we say that you don't have the rights to make a macha about this? To the kuli alma shomer ka nechshav kebailim. Uplutasam rak imahani tzvacha afilu debailim. B'dabar shaderach lehisya'esh bimenu. To Rebbe Svirle, to lo mahani tzvachaso. To bala daito. Rebbe says, you can't scream about it. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, you can scream about it. So that's two suggestions of Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni Hashas on Demai. You know, what exactly is the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan? The story, you know, this happens often. There are stories quoted in different places in Shas, and they're a little different. So this story is quoted in Nedarim. If you remember, Nedarim, Samach Beis Aman Aleph, the same story of their walking in, but there was a different ending there. There's a different ending there. I'll read the story. Samach Beis Aman Aleph in the Bavli. Rebbe, what's the case? Rebbe Yezra Yehuda, Iglu Lahu Astra. So, is it the same story? It's hard to think that this happened twice, so similarly. So, but there's different details. Different details. So, Rebbe Yezra Yehuda, Iglu Lahu Astra. Rebbe and Rebbe Yezra Yehuda went into a certain place. Shehuk Pelu Rov HaMikzos. Right? It was the end of the field, end of the season. Rebbe Havika Achel, Rebbe Yezra Yehuda Lo Achel. Right? So, it starts off already there. Only Rebbe was eating. It wasn't that they were both eating and then the shomer started screaming. Right? Rebbe was eating and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda wasn't eating. Asa Marhon, the owner came. The owner came out and Amar Lewis said to them, Amai lo achli rabbanan, huchlu rovim miksosu. He said, why aren't all the rabbis eating? You know, it's after the season. Why aren't they eating? See, it was the owner said to Rebbe Yehuda, you know, why are you eating? So did this happen after the shomer screamed? But I don't know. V'yafal pikin lo'achar b'ezer v'yehuda. B'ezer v'yehuda still didn't eat. Even after the owner came out and said, you could eat. Why? Kesavar mishum sinias milsu d'chamar hadin gavra. You think he really meant it? He saw the rabbis here. He felt bad. What, he's going to tell the rabbis, get out. He's going to tell the rabbis, what are you eating here for? No, Mestami just said that. He didn't really mean it. So therefore, he still didn't eat even after that time. And there are some other stories there also. Remember that, one of the great stories in Shas, right there. Just once we're here, I'll read it. Rabbi Tarfin one time was doing it. Rabbi Tarfin Ashkechu Ahi Gavra. Rabbi Tarfin was in somebody's field after this time of Huchpulu HaMikzos. The owner came out and saw somebody eating in his field. And what did he do? He says, Achte Besaka. He grabbed him. He put him in a knapsack. He put him in a bag, put him over his head. He was taking him to the river to throw him into the river. Right? Vashakli va'amte lemishte benara. Omar, and all of a sudden he hears from inside the bag, Oi Tarfon, what's going to be with you? He's like, Rebbe Tarfon, what's Rebbe Tarfon doing in my bag? Oi lila Tarfon, shezeh hargo. Shoah hu gavra shavki va'arak. He let him out of this bag and he ran away. He's like, oh, there goes my olam haba. Right? Omar Rebbe Yavo, m'shirba jimba gana gamlio. And then the Gemara says, Rebbe Tarfon was upset the rest of his life. He used the Kesser Shel Torah, right? He used, right, the fact that he used his clergy status in order to get ahead in life. And the Gemara says he was going to die, right? What was he upset about? Okay, that's the fascinating Gemara. If you don't remember, that's the Samach Beis Aman Aleph in Nedarim, but it has to do with our sugya about walking into fields after the time of of the late bloomers. Okay, there's an important comment, but let's continue, and then hopefully at the end we'll have some more time. Let's continue. Venovlos Atimra. The next item, Meseches Demai Yerushalmi, is exciting as well. Okay, Venovlos Atimra. The next item in the Mishnah on Daf Aleph, right, that is a Kalinship Demai, is Novelos HaTimra, which we quoted, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem in the Bavli has two pshatim, what the Novelos HaTimra are. Are they dates that just don't get ripe, or that the wind blew down? The wind blew down before it became ripe. So Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda, HaNovelos HaNimkarasim HaTimarim, Hare Elu, we're flipping the Girsa, Chayavos. What happens if you have regular dates, and then along with those dates, you throw in a couple of these other dates that are not Chashiv? Right, so they're in the same area. I don't want to say give away like basket yet, but if you put them together, if you sell them together, Hari Elu, again, we're going to switch the Girsa to Chayavos, right? The Pnei Moshe, the Rasir Leo, they're Chayav because you put them with the regular dates, so you assume that, you know, you care about these Novelos HaTimra, and you're not mafkir them. So the Gemara says, what's the case here? Ma, shtei kubo zebet zadzeh, ozu al gabizu. What does it mean that they're next to each other? The regular dates are with these Novelos HaTimra. Are they next to each other, the baskets, or are they on top of each other? What's the difference? Look at the Mara Folda. Imai rishish kan shtei kubos achas shel tamar v'achas shel novelos umachor gachas zu al gabizu. Is it one on top of another? But if it was one next to each other, so then they would be looked at as two separate things. If they're next to each other, they're still separate. One on top of each other, that's one thing. So which is it? Is it only when they're together, one on top of each other, or even if they're next to each other? And the Gemara answers, neither. V'lo shani hi zu b'tzad zu, hi zu agabi zu. There's no difference between one on top or next to. Ella kena kaminon bimuravos. If they're in the same basket, the only time when we will say that the Novelos HaTimra are also chayev in the same halacha as the regular dates is if they are in the same basket. Good. Ask the Gemara. Okay, if they're in the same basket, then they're chayev and maestros and they're not mufkar. Bishihitilu sa'ar o bishalohitilu sa'ar. Is this only if they have grown to the stage where they're chayev and maestros? Right, let's go back for a second and review. The beginning of Maseches Maestros discusses, right? The yesod of all of Maseches Maestros is a produce is only chayiv in Maestros once it reaches what's called a certain stage. Onas HaMaestros. The time period. The Onas HaMaestros. Right? Before that, it's not ripe yet and it's not chayiv in Maestros. So the Mishnayos list off the Onas HaMaestros for all different types of items. So if you look there, now the second Mishnah in Maseches Maestros. Me'emasai HaPeiros chayiv in Maestros. When are fruit chayiv and maestros? Te'enim mishe yevchilu. Ha'anavim avashim mishe yevishu. It goes through all different types of items, right? And the Marafolda here quotes that tamarim are mishe yatilu sa'ar. Where's the language of the tamarim mishe yatilu sa'ar? That's the language of the mishe and maestros, right? That's when they grow, they get plump to a certain amount, right? And that's when there's a chayiv maestros. So here, ask the Gemara. When we say that these usual inferior type of dates are thrown in with the good ones, so they're chayiv and maestros if they're in the same basket, is that only if these inferior ones have grown to the proper level? Or even if it hasn't grown to the proper level? O b'shihitilu, b'sholitilu sa'ar. So machlokas. Rabbi Mana amar b'shihitilu sa'ar not kaimin. Only if they've grown. If they've grown to the certain amount, so that's when they are chayev. Im b'shitilu sa'ar b'fnei asman yichayavos. But one second, if they've grown to the certain amount, so aren't they chayev even independently, right? Not just with the other ones. The Gemara says no, less yachil. No, damar b'yochanan v'bnei sherova minim ha'elu einem bam elamin ahefker l'fichach man osam chachamim. Remember, b'yochanan said on Daf Aleph that no, even if these are grown, but these are inferior, Rabbi Yochanan says you can assume they're automatically hefker, so they're not going to be chayiv, right? Even if they've grown to full. So that's Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says it must be where these dates have grown. Rabbi Chanina Amar, no. Bishaloi tilusar na kaimin. Even if they haven't grown, if you've put them in the same basket as the other dates, that shows that you're interested in them. In bishaloi tilusar anan kaimin, if they haven't grown, afilu bimaros yepaturos. If they haven't grown, aren't they just like not significant and there's no chayiv in maestros? They haven't grown to onus amaisrus. So even if they're mu'urav, they should be potter. So where it says less yachil. No, you can't say such a general rule that if it hasn't gotten to onus ha'maisrus, you're never chayif. Because the Tani, Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv, Reb Shmuel quotes his father Reb Yossi, as sometimes, but the fact that you're with other fruit, so then you're going to be chayiv, even if the item itself, independently, wouldn't have a chayiv in Maisrus. Like here, Eshkol Shebicha Bo Gager Yechidi, right? What happens if you have a cluster of grapes, but only them have grown to the stage of a real gesunte grape, a good grape, but the others haven't? Guess what? The whole cluster is chayiv in Maisrus. Kulo chibul amaisrus. It's all connected. So Reb Chaim Gadevsky explains. So too these novel satimra. You're right. It's not chayiv and maisrus by itself. But once you put it into the basket with the other ones that are chayiv and maisrus, there will be chanina holes that is also chayiv and maisrus. Reb Achanami says Reb Chaim Gadevsky benovlos efshar sheechan meam kvar hitel sar. And also it looks like it was a matel sar, but you're putting it with the other ones. Maybe it has grown. So either way, you say it is. It is chayiv. Reb Yossi Barbun, Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Hila, Chad Amar Kadein, Chad Amar Kadein. Right? So one says like this opinion, like a Rimana, that it has to be only if it grew, and one says like the other opinion, Reb Chanina, even if it hasn't grown. Vachachamim Amrim, Lokadivrizeh. Neither. It doesn't go by, there's another sheet of the Chachamim, it doesn't go by whether you put it in the basket or not. Ela, Eshe Tilusar, Chayeves, Veshaloi Tilusar, Peturos. It just go by whether it's grown or not. Not connected to whether it is in the basket with the other dates or not. Right, the Mefarshim wonder, isn't this against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that these are inferior. And if they're inferior, then even if they've grown, you can assume that they're hefker, or that, like Reish Lakish says, that they took off Maisrus. So, you gotta figure out exactly how the Chachamim would work out with the Mishnah. Let me just squeeze in one more quick point, and that is, we mentioned months ago, I think, what exactly is Yeish? Right? How Yeish works. Right? Is Yeish work? Is it, there's an Asivus and Exos? Yeish is like Hefker. It's like Hefker of Reb Yossi. Yeish means, I've given up hope, but it's not really yours yet. It's just a heter for you to take it, but it's not out of my Rishus. Other Achronim say, Yeish is, Reb Soloveitchik says, Hashlomas Shem Avud. Again, I'm sorry I'm not going into this deeper now, but Yeish is a big sugya in Bava Kamma and in Sukkot and elsewhere. Rav Asher Weiss in Bava Kamma develops the idea that Yeish is basically a vacuum of Bilus. Bilus always needs an expression. Either it's in my Rishus, that's an expression. I have a Ratzon to get it back, that's an expression. You need some type of connection to the item and an expression. If something's Aser Bahana'a, my Bilus might evaporate because I have no more connection to that item. The second that there's no more connection of the item to the owner, the bilus is not expressed in any way, memela, bilus evaporates. Where do you know that from? So he quotes this brisa that we started off our daf with, right, which comes up from Sachem Davav, right? What is why is the Gemara bringing this up there, like unhush of things in your field? Why is that brought up in Sachem? Because it's talking about crumbs. Crumbs on Pesach. Crumbs on Pesach. So the brisa there talks about. So crumbs on Pesach, you're not going to violate by Rabbi Matzah. Why not? You're mafker. What do you mean you're mafker? It's sitting in your living room. It's sitting in your living room. You are actually mafker the crumbs, right? You're not going to violate. But what if I wasn't mafker the crumbs, right? So the Gemara says, lo chashivi. Lo chashivi. So why does that affect anything? Says Rashi, sofei te'enim. Sofei kidei te'enim nimsam b'te'enim. Esbashos v'chulu, ein daid b'nei te'enim. He quotes our case. He goes, v'chayev b'meiser, im lukton, u'p'tur b'meiser. They're part of a meiser if the owner doesn't really care about them. Right? These sofei te'enim, but the Gemara compares it to crumbs. Rashi, tehefker patem b'meiser. Hefker patem b'meiser. What do you mean hefker? He wasn't mafkeret. The answer is it becomes automatically hefker. The second that there's no longer an expression of bilus to me, so then it's not going to be mine anymore. That's what he quotes. He says, Kasha, Hari Loef Kiron, the Hefker, it's not going to help unless you're mafkeret. Ulanal Pashut, the Kivon, the Ein Lahem Kol Erech Vachashivas Beini Stam Bnei Adam, Vein Derech Stam Bnei Adam, Lehanos Lo Shamish Bohem, Ein Kol Kesher Vezika Bein Ha'adam Ubeinam, Vahave Hefker. Right? It's automatically Hefker, because if you have no expression of Bilus, you have no Rutzon, you have no. So then it's, and he quotes other Rayas, but this is his first one. His first one in his Bava Kamma Volume 2, which is out of print. For now, hopefully it'll be in back in print 2. So in Siman Mem, he has his story about Yeish, and the first source, the main source that he quotes, is this Brisa. from Demai Dav Gimel, but it's quoted in Pesachim Dav Vav there. Okay, we'll have to stop here.